This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Representatives of the Taliban are in Moscow just days after President Trump said talks with them were dead. Russian media quoted Taliban political spokesman Suhail Shaheen as saying that his delegation had met with Russian presidential envoy for Afghanistan, Zamir Kabulov, and discussed the recent developments regarding the peace process. That the Taliban went to Russia is not insignificant, the AP's Julie Walker.
The visit marks an interesting development, given that the insurgent group made Moscow its first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Russia has been accused of aiding the Taliban as a safeguard against a burgeoning Islamic State affiliate closely linked to the terrorist group, the Islamic Movement of Afghanistan. I'm Julie Walker.
The Interfax news agency cited an unidentified Russian foreign ministry spokesman as saying the meeting in Russia underlined the necessity of renewing talks between the U.S. and the Taliban. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker will hold talks next week to try to break the Brexit impasse as both sides seek to avert what could be a disastrous no-deal departure. Johnson said Friday that he is not wavering on leaving the EU.
I certainly won't be deterred by anybody from our goal of coming out of the EU on October the 31st, which is, I think, what the people in this country want us to do, and they want us to get Brexit done.
Juncker told a German radio station that he was hoping for some alternative proposals, but wasn't optimistic about resolving the stalemate. Joshua Wong, one of the most visible leaders of the Hong Kong protest movement, has arrived in the United States to rally support. He'll spend the next several days speaking to legislators, human rights advocates, and students in New York and Washington. This is VOA. The UN Refugee Agency is expressing concern about the negative impact of Wednesday's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court on people seeking asylum in the United States. The ruling affirms the Trump administration policy that denies asylum to anyone who does not seek asylum protection in the first country they set foot in after leaving their home country. This policy effectively denies asylum to anyone not from Mexico. Lisa Schlein has more.
The Supreme Court's ruling allows the Trump administration to impose restrictions on asylum seekers while several lower court cases continue against the policy. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahecic says his agency has taken note of the Supreme Court decision.
We reiterate that any person fleeing violence or persecution must be able to access full and effective asylum procedures and international protection.
The International Organization for Migration reports more than 36,500 people currently are on the Mexican side of the border. It says it does not know how many of them, though, are formal asylum seekers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of Nigerians have joined a lawsuit seeking to block members of the Senate from using public money to buy luxury cars. The suit was initiated by rights groups who became tired of government corruption. Chika Oduwa has the story.
More than 6,700 Nigerians have joined a lawsuit that aims to prevent Parliament from releasing 5.5 billion naira, equal to about $15 million, that would enable leaders of the Senate to purchase luxury vehicles. The activists are calling the luxury car allocation unjust, unfair, and unconstitutional. The Nigerian Senate spokesman, Dayo Adeyeye, tells local media that the news is a rumor and that he hadn't heard about the allocation. He added, however, that government officials are entitled to purchase cars and that he cannot imagine himself in a car used by a former senator. Chika Oduwa for VOA News in Enugu, Nigeria.
Kenya has become just the third African country to roll out the world's first malaria vaccine, developed by British pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline. The World Health Organization says Africa accounts for 90% of malaria cases and deaths globally. The introduction of the vaccine is seen as a possible game changer in the fight against the killer disease. The leaders of South Sudan and Sudan have reopened border areas between their countries, despite Sudan's 21-year civil war, which led to South Sudan's independence. Sudanese foreign minister said that they are still brothers and sisters. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.